Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 189th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. My guest today is Namori Keita. He's from Sangbarala, Guinea, West Africa, and he was raised in a long line of drummers. He joined me in January of 2015 for NMS 44, the 44th show, to share his Ghanaian drumming, and he's back today to talk about his need to pass along the cultural legacy of drumming and how he plans to do that. Thank you so much for coming back on the show, Namori.
Thank you, Kate, to have me here today. I'm so happy to be here for the second time and then share my drumming life. And then being in Maine, in Portland, Maine, it's so beautiful. Oh. And then try my new English.
Well, I think your English is improving.
Thank
when
you.
When I listened back to the first show, it was very understandable and it was just fine.
But as we talked
on the phone this week, I thought, oh, I can hear you progressing.
Yeah.
That must be exciting to realize you're getting some traction.
Yes, that's true too.
And probably a relief to be able to communicate what your heart wants to say.
Yes, yeah. So today, it's a beautiful day outside, and I hope everybody, you enjoy the weather. And then we have a lot of breeze this year, being very hot and then very humid. And then today we have breathing air, so it's beautiful. I enjoy
it. It feels like such a relief, doesn't it?
Yes.
How about the air in Guinea? Is it humid there?
Yeah, it's hot. It's humid. Sometimes it gets hot, really hot. And then sometimes it's hot in sea coast and then humid too. So I'm used to have a hot weather. Yes.
Except if you've adapted to Maine.
Yeah, and then adapted to Maine too. So we have up and down. So I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you describe for listeners what an average day might be like in your village where you grew up in Sangbarala, Guinea?
Yeah, I grew up in Sangbarala, Guinea. It's my village. I've been there for 25 years in my life and then immigrate into the capital city. And then from the capital city to Germany, and Germany twice, and then travel Spain, France, Poland, and then end up living in USA. So life is totally different when I look at behind my past and then to describe how life is in my village. So we live as a society, we live as a community. It's hard. And then everybody is outside. And then when I move here, so I go somewhere out of the city, it's quiet. I ask myself, where's the people? But it doesn't bother people with the hotness and then the breeze to live there. And then when I came here, even the summertime, it's still cold sometimes when you get inside. So to describe the weather, it's different.
Sure. Yeah. And so you mentioned in there that people live in huts. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So are they mud brick?
Mm-hmm. The brick has made it on the mud. The construction is totally different. Here the construction is about wood, and then there the construction is about brick, the mud brick. So it's totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a day would include how many hours of chores do you feel like for the average 25-year-old man? How many hours a day is he working in Sangbarala?
When I was growing up, my dad used to take me and then my brothers to go in a farm. We go 8 o'clock sometime and then we came back 5.
The full day work
mm-hmm. by hands, farming by hands. And at the end of my my mom bring food for us, and we eat there. After that, we have to do something for my mom, bring the cooking wood so you could cook home. So, yeah, it is amazing for me to see how life is different.
Yes, all day is about
all day
enough food.
By just having food to cook.
But when you were 7 years old, you started learning the art of drumming from your world-famous uncle and cousin. Were there any electronics in the village at that time?
No. At that time, it was no electronic, no cell phone, no even TV, nothing technology. Yeah. We was just using the canned or... the little drum, our parents bought drum for us, and then we drum on it to round our village. We drum all the time, singing with the kid.
Yeah, so the music was made by hand with the drums?
Yes.
What other kind of music was there? You said singing.
Singing is the most things, and everything is... our parents, you grow up, your parents are doing things. Baptism, the women are weekly baptism. When there is a baptism, they playing the can, and then they playing the song. Everybody know the song. It's about one woman sing and then other woman answer. It call and then respond.
Nice.
Yeah.
And are you saying can?
Yeah, the bottle, like water, big water like, bottle.
Oh, big water bottles, those big, like 10, 20, 50 gallons.
Gallons of bottle. Oh. Yes, those kind of...
So they just play on the barrels and make music.
Exactly. Oh, by clapping, so, or by singing.
Yes.
Or dancing, make the song for them.
Wow. So... is that why you're concerned about the disappearance of your traditional and cultural art form of drumming? Now that there's electronics, it must be very different.
Yeah, my concern is the technology is getting so much developed. And now we're using much digital stuff to play music. And now the tradition is going down. There is no reading book, no history about it, and then more technology stuff are coming up to take over those clapping, those singing. Now most people are using a stereo to do the performance, and then so...
it must give you a sense of urgency. It's not written down.
Yes.
And people aren't learning it anymore.
No.
And so how do you preserve this long line of heritage that you carry with you in your heart and in your hands and in your drum?
Yes. I have a dream when I immigrate and then being here. I had a dream I should build a school so I can preserve my culture. So I am on that dream, making the build the school. I can have a library. I can have a music studying party, singing, dancing. So I dream about it. So my dream is coming true because I get to have a land for it, but I'm on the building section.
So you're raising money.
Yes.
To build a school.
Yes.
Where children can come. Is it children?
Yeah, it's for children, not for adults. Uh-huh. It'd be for adults, like if you want to visit Guinea, you can stay at my school. For as a tourism, you can stay there, pass the time, visit Guinea. But my basic dream is to let children learn this culture, not getting died. Because when I was growing up, my uncle always thought if he was not you people helping us to make this music in life, our music is getting died. I would ask, why my uncle you saying that? But Right now, myself, I'm feeling, because the world is changing, and then the type of the music is changing. So for me, it is really important for me to preserve something about my culture, not getting died, because many culture is getting died because there is no preservation about it. So my goal is to preserve that.
It reminds me a lot of all the little languages that are going extinct as the last speakers die off. And that could happen with your musical tradition, too, if you don't bring up the next generation.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do.
That's exciting. This is a big dream. Did it come to you like a sleep dream, like in your sleep, or just a living dream?
It's a living dream when I look at it. Mm-hmm. And because our music is transmitted by oral. It's not transmitted by writing. So we learn by oral. You pass through to many things and to initiate you to know who you are. So when I look at my initiation and then look at today and then look at the future, it's getting despair. So for my life living, I look at it is really necessary for me to do something about it.
Yes. And in your first interview, we spoke a little bit about that this isn't just drumming music on the side. This is your spiritual path.
Yes.
This is how you heal the world.
Yes.
And how you are healed by the world.
Yes.
Through your drumming.
Yeah.
Which is understandable when you get an experience where we get to hear you drum. And I wonder if you might like to take a moment and just do a little passage for us. I know you're going to play again at the end with a recording in the background, but I wonder if you could let listeners just know what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I'm going to try my drumming. I would explain a little bit about drum. Drum is something who really heal people. It heal myself. So it's three notes. I have a drum here. It's three notes: bass, tone, and then a slap. I'm gonna try those three sounds for you, and then you listen to me. I will go more by more and then give you the test about my drum. So
okay,
now
so bass, let tone and slap.
Bass, tone, and then slap. I go bass, tone, slap. Bass, tone, slap. Thank you. So that is the drum sound, and I'm happy to share my drumming life with you anytime. So
I love it. It's such a call. I feel like I just want to jump up and start dancing. It's almost impossible to hold still and keep doing what you're doing. It's a wake-up call.
Yeah. It's joyful. Also with dancing, connecting with dancing, connecting with the spiritual, your own vibe, your own mind. It releases your mind. Anytime you hit the drum, it's joyful. It's not, we drum for love.
Yeah, almost a joyful meditation.
Yes, exactly.
If you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You are listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Namori Keita. To get a look at his projects and upcoming events, you can visit his website, namoridrum.com. Today, we're talking about his Hamana Arts Center he's building to create a center for cultural preservation in Guinea, West Africa. On your website, I see images of people making mud bricks, and I wonder if you could tell us about the building process of this art center and what it takes to make this center come to life.
Yeah, right now I'm on my second year on this process, my own. I raised some money for many people last year, and then I'm saying thank you for anybody has been helping me for that. And when you donate, people donate money to me, to my art center, so I pay the worker to make a brick and work for, and then have many people who are working on it for me. Even if I'm here, I have people I trust, and then they work for me.
Yes. And you go to Guinea annually? Or how often do you go back home?
Yeah, every year I'm trying to go every year to see how my project is going. So,
and then you have a new idea this year, I understand. Are you taking a tour of people to Guinea?
Yes.
Tell us about what that might entail. I saw on your website, namoridrum.com.
Yes.
You can actually learn all about this if you're interested. But tell us what you're offering this January.
Yeah, this January you can join us, me and then my friend and then our dear friend Liz Elizabeth Fallow. We are taking trip, and then my friend Seni Dafe, who is the dancer. So we are taking trip to Guinea, and then we would provide you food, transportation, and then take you to Conakry, the capital city. We would start in capital city because the airplane landed there. So we would have a week there, and then we would go to another island as a tourism. From there, we would take you to my village, Sambarala, where I am born. So then you would see the culture, life, people dancing, singing on the week. So then we would do that week and then come back to Conakry again, take you to the island again to relax. And then at the end, we would take you to the airport to say bye. It is the tourism mostly the time, and then dancing also. And then 3 weeks intensive tourism, visiting Guinea, having fun, going see everywhere. You don't have to worry anything. It's for life. Enjoy.
And the lucky participants get to spend 3 weeks with you. And
exactly.
If you've ever been around Namori, he has a constant smile. He has a joy and a delight to be around.
Oh, thank you.
So you're going to also get to see how this building's coming along when you go there. And that's exciting.
Yes, that's very exciting.
I understand that part of your dream isn't just building the center and teaching, but also writing down this tradition so that you can share it not just with this generation, but subsequent generations.
Exactly. I am looking for a help to write my history.
You could use a writing partner. Somebody that's been dying to write a book.
Yeah.
But doesn't know about what.
I am looking for writing my history book. Because as a children, as my own, growing up in the poverty and then made up from the poverty to the capital city and then capital city to western size, it's a lot of information. So, and in also with the culture, it's not just immigration, it's a information what I have done through to it.
Yes, and my guests just last week, Bazia and Ann Smith, they have made such a partnership. He had an interesting story. She used to be an English teacher. They've worked together and produced 6 books, and they have this lovely dynamic relationship that allows that story to be captured. I see something like that for you, or someone might be fascinated by your story and help you tell it.
Yes, and it is my dream to write a book. And then my uncle who taught me drumming also, he has done reading a book. And then also my other uncle, who is a world-known Mamadiketa, has done reading a book. So I would love to have those books into my school.
Great. So if you're listening to this and you think you'd like to work with Namori, you can reach him at Namori Drum, Namory, drum.com. So for those of you who have not seen Namori perform, it is a fabulous treat. He's an international master. He's performed in Germany, Poland, France, Canada, Portugal, as well as other West African and countries and the United States. I want to give people an idea about where they might go to see you perform live in the coming weeks.
Yes.
I know that on September 8th, you're going to Henry Fest in North Yarmouth.
Yes. Yeah.
North Yarmouth. Oh, yes, that's right. And the New Moon Ensemble will lead a workshop at 2 o'clock and then perform at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
So you have a chance to play along and then to listen.
Yeah, I am going to explain that a little bit. Marita Kennedy Castro is the dance teacher in Portland, Maine. I've been working with her since I moved here 2014. So we have a new group called New Moon Ensemble. So, and then our website is embodyrhythm.com. If you are interested to take West African drumming and dancing in life, you can check embodyrhythm.com. What is in a Stephen Ave, 302 Stephen Ave, New Church. So we are there every Tuesday. You are welcome to join us there.
And it's terrifically fun.
Yes.
And it's good exercise, and you don't even know you're exercising.
Exactly.
So embodytherhythm.com, Marita Kennedy Castro.
Yes.
Yes. And then on the 9th, the day after Henry Fest, 9th of September, you're going to be teaching a dancing and drumming workshop in Portland.
Yeah.
And that'll be special. That's with Marita?
Yeah, that's my friend who I am taking a trip with, Seni Dafe. We will be sharing Guinean culture and dancing and drumming too in the ballroom, Portland. So that you are welcome to join us on that day. It is a Sunday, so you can join us.
Terrific. You can listen to this show and then you can go.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you teach Monday nights from 6 to 7 here in Portland if you want to learn drumming.
Exactly.
And if you happen to be farther south, you teach on Thursday nights in Kittery.
Yes.
Drumming and dancing as well.
Yeah, I've been drumming, dancing in Kittery since 2012. When I first immigrated here, I look everywhere where I can drum. And then I find Kittery as a big community. I've been working with Elizabeth Fowler down at Kittery Dance Hall. It's a 7 worker street in Kittery.
Wonderful. So many options. If you're listening and you've just thought you'd like to dip your toe in, really, people are very welcoming.
Yes.
And it's I think it would be really fun. I also think if I were an African immigrant, I might like to bring my teenage daughter and go do that together.
Yeah.
I think it would be so
It is great for bonding. Children. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have so many exciting things happening in your life these days, Namori. I want to tell people that you have some big news this past June.
Yes.
You want to tell them what?
Yeah, this past June, and this is really, I'm so happy. And all about my path from village to capital city, city to Western, and then Western to America. And then I finally was accepted to be American. I'm proud of being American, to share my culture, to share my dream, to be American. I'm really, really, really happy I became a citizen on June 15. So thank you, America, again. Thank you, USA, again, to accept me.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
A citizen since June.
Thank you.
And a voter.
Yes, I can vote.
Namori, you are a remarkable person. You seem to be lit from within, and you radiate joy. I am impressed that you're able to be so joyful in the face of challenges, and I wish you well as you work to build the Hamana Art Center of your dreams. And thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you, thank you. Good, thank you.
I am Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song that Namori is going to play live for us. Can you tell us quickly why you chose this song and what it's about?
It's Salvigeta, who is my shadow to share his music in the world.
Great. So we're going to play this in the background, Salif Keita, and then you'll accompany him.
Yes.
Beautiful. Going out with this. Thank you. Let's see.
Jomedeme